Good morning. Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. And Dr. Lisa will be updating us on biosecurity and why it's important. Dr. Lisa?
Thanks. As producers, we have a lot of procedures and practices that we perform daily that are geared towards keeping our pigs healthy and productive. Biosecurity is probably one of the most common and effective tools that we use to prevent disease introduction, but it also helps stop the potential spread of a disease if we get one in our herds. However, when we think about biosecurity, the rationale and the science behind the implementation of biosecurities, the why, is not always clear. So to back up a step, it's important to define biosecurity and understand how science helps to develop those practices. Historically, when we think of biosecurity, it was intended to protect humans and animals against diseases and harmful biologic agents. More specific to hog production, biosecurity can be a set of steps taken to prevent the introduction of a pathogen into a farm and how to manage that infection once it's present. You can segregate biosecurity further into two different parts: bioexclusion, which is the prevention of the entry of a pathogen, and biocontainment, which is preventing the release or spread of a pathogen if it's already present in the farm. A lot of data has been generated over the years studying all of our key pathogens to help inform our biosecurity protocols. One of the things I like to consider is what's the biologic plausibility for any of our protocol. And what this means is, how do we know the biology of the virus or bacteria, and is that used for the basis of biosecurity practices? We do that to make sure we can maximize the reduction of risks for disease entry into a herd. A big component of that is to understand how diseases spread. And there's at least five major methods for disease spread. The first is a direct route, which means a spread from pig to pig. The second is an indirect route, such as an aerosol that's transmitted via air. Vector-borne, which means transmission of disease through a biting insect. Fomites, this is probably the most common that we focus on for biosecurity, and this is an object or person that can transmit or carry a pathogen. For example, they hitched a ride. And then lastly, foodborne. So this is a pathogen that can be spread in the feed or some type of consumable route. There's a lot of different examples showing how research knowledge can be converted to develop effective biosecurity practices. For example, to address direct spread of disease, you could include the use of isolation to keep animals away from your herd to make sure that they're free of disease before entry. You can also address indirect transmission by the use of air filtration for all incoming air. For vector-borne disease, looking at protocols such as insect control strategies and even draining standing water near your farms to help reduce mosquito populations. Fomites, again, probably the primary one we use, is things like shower in, shower out, wearing dedicated clothing and footwear, cleaning and disinfection of trucks, etc. And then lastly, foodborne route can be implemented by doing stuff like pelleting feed or even putting a feed additive to reduce the levels. Biosecurity doesn't have to be complex, but it's got to be biologically accurate and done every day. In addition, you can create layers of biosecurity by incorporating more than one step at any given time to improve your ability to prevent diseases from entering your herd. So to sum it up, implementation of various biosecurity steps by everyone who works in and around a farm can pay dividends to prevent entry of an unwanted disease to your herd. Keep your procedures simple, perform them day in and day out, and ensure they're actually addressing the biologic risk for pathogen entry into your herd. For more information on research and biosecurity, please visit swinehealth.org.